Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Yeah, Jesse Jane Duff, glad to have you on here. And boy, they got a little high drama already in Washington this morning, huh?
Oh, my goodness. God bless that American for showing up to make a protest. And now he'll probably get arrested, but that's okay. You know, yeah. For the love of country, we got to do what we got to do, right?
Boy,
now, wouldn't you have laughed if that was me? And you're like, wait a minute. She's supposed to be on the show. She's yelling at Jerry Nadler. Wow, this is amazing. Jesse's a true patriot.
Well, we knew that anyway, right?
Thank you. A few blocks away. If you want to send me in there, I'll take the hill.
All right. I know you would do that. Somebody's got to stand up. I mean, this is going to roll downhill today, right? We know what's going to happen.
Well, we know Schiff always rolls downhill.
Yes.
So that'll be a... It's really just tragic that it's tragic on a lot of levels, but it's, you know, on another way, we got to look at this as a true blessing because it's exposing the Democratic agenda for what it really is. And Americans are at a tipping point now of making a decision. Do you want to go with this a leftist agenda and go against this promising economy, strong jobs, more productivity in the United States, to go with the agenda of the Democrats, which would be taking 200 million Americans off of their health care, putting Americans on socialized medicine, essentially doing the $93 trillion Green Deal, and essentially telling Americans they really have it horrible under President Trump. It's not a convincing argument that they have. The only way that they can try to derail this president is through this impeachment process, which we all know is a sham, unless you watch CNN and or MSNBC, which will not fairly cover it. I've been watching, I saw on Fox News over the weekend when they do the analysis of your media reports, the media buzz, and they showed that over two-thirds of the coverage that MSNBC was doing was just Democrats speaking, and they wouldn't give any clips of the conservative professor, maybe a minute and a half of his testimony. And I expect more of the same today, that the left-wing media will not cover this fairly. We only have one attorney present for the Republican side. It is a sham. And it's quite depressing on many levels, and I feel sorry for the Americans that buy into the Kool-Aid of CNN and MSNBC because they will not get fair and balanced coverage. Fox News is already out the gates this morning giving very fair and balanced coverage. They're talking about the pros and cons of this impeachment, what it could happen, what may not happen, and their daytime coverage is fair. It's not opinion reporting. So anyway, I'm not plugging for Fox News, but I do find it very depressing when I see the other networks on.
Well, no, I couldn't agree more. I just watched a little bit of CBS off the top. They did have Jonathan Turley on there this morning, and he was one of the voices of reason when the professors testified last week. So, at least you got one guy standing up saying, listen, they haven't made their case.
No, they haven't. And that's what's so frustrating is that they're going full steam ahead regardless. And I feel that the information is not getting out there accurately or fairly. We do know there's a left-leaning media base in this country. We know this,
right?
Left of center or even left-leaning. And which means that, you know, even if you're only getting a third of the information, which represents conservatives, that is going to dampen a lot of perspective that Americans may have on this sham of a hearing. End of the day, you read these transcripts. When you see emotional rhetoric by these professors that talk about what is right, what is wrong, it had nothing to do with the knowledge of the phone call with the Ukraine. Not one of them was on the call. Not one of them has ever met the president. Not one of them was in the room when these decisions were being made. And if you quote the president accurately, he says, can you do us a favor? We need to investigate. He never says I. He says we, as in the American people. He wants an investigation of the the 2016 election, and he never held back any of the Ukrainian aid in order to do that. So where's the problem? They're nitpicking to a point of splitting hairs. Then I'm sorry, can we go back and impeach Barack Obama for saying after the election to the Russians, I'll have more leverage? Can we go back and impeach him now for Benghazi and arresting the guy that supposedly did a video that incited this 9/11 attack on our consulate in Libya? I mean, can we go back and just rehash everything? Because if this is what they're going to do to this president, every single president is going to become a eunuch in Washington, D.C. They're going to become incapable of performance on any level.
Yeah, that's a great point. One Turley tried to make to him last week. If you're doing this to him, it could happen to the next president as well. We can't lower those standards. Listen, Jesse Jane, thank you so much, and look forward to hearing you back here next Monday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.